Commentator David Brooks says education is one of the issues on which Bob Dole and Bill Clinton have starkly different views, and he says it's produced a serious and important policy idea, school choice.
The Dole-endorsed policy gives poor parents a voucher so they can decide where to send their kids to school. The Clinton administration has supported vouchers when it comes to housing and when it comes to job training. But when it comes to school choice, the Democrats support only public school choice, which is limited choice indeed. Real school choice is a mortal threat to the public education establishment, so the Democrats oppose it. Instead, Clinton has an incremental proposal on the table, sending literacy volunteers into the schools to teach basic tasks like reading. That proposal is an admission of failure. If after years of incremental reforms, we still have to send volunteers to tackle something as basic as reading, then something more fundamental is wrong. Since 1955, we've tripled the amount of money we spend per pupil in our public schools, after accounting for inflation. And much of that money has gone to beef up the outside-the-classroom bureaucracy. In New York City, there are 6,000 public school administrators. The Catholic school system of that city, which serves one-fourth the number of students, has only 25 central administrators. We've got this bizarre situation in which we have two sorts of schools, public and private. The private schools are better, and our official policy is to make it very hard for parents to send their kids to those better schools. That's not pragmatism. It's the sheerest form of dogmatism. The differences between public and private schools are significant. A variety of studies, led by Anthony Brick, James Coleman, Andrew Greeley, and others, show that Catholic schools are particularly effective with poor kids and kids from broken homes. And a 1993 New York State study looked at Catholic schools with 81 to 100% minority composition. It found that students in parochial schools got 17% higher scores in third grade reading, 11% higher scores in sixth grade math, and on and on. Year after year, the Catholic Archdiocese of New York offers to educate the lowest performing 5% of New York City school students at a third of the public school price. Year after year, the city spurns this offer. Better education at a lower price, and we say no. Somehow, this can't last. Sooner or later, a Democratic politician will emerge who believes that disadvantaged kids are more important than the National Education Association. The politician who does that will really be building a bridge to the 21st century.
David Brooks is a senior editor at the Weekly Standard.